Terry and the Pirate.
In an attempt to trace stolen poison gas formulas, Jude Hennick, in company with Pat Ryan and the Chinese boy Connie, made a midnight visit to the gas laboratory. There they found evidence that Kennington Hook, the young chemist, was also a crook. Then they trapped a man who also has some connection with the stolen formulas. Jude and Pat questioned the chap. And in today's transcribed adventure, we'll learn what happened. Terry and the Pirates is brought to you by the makers of Libby's Tomato Juice, one of Libby's 100 famous foods. Say, here's a neat trick to pull on your mother. Say, Mom, how about getting me some Libby's Love Apple Juice? That ought to get a reply something like this. Now, what in the world is Love Apple? Then tell her that a Love Apple is nothing more than an ordinary tomato. Love apples were what people years ago called tomatoes before they learned how good they are as a food. And if you want to be real smart and do yourself a favor, tell her that Love Apple Juice may mean just plain tomato juice. But Libby's Tomato Juice is extra super. You just couldn't get such a wonderful flavor, such rich-tasting goodness from ordinary tomatoes. Now, that's why Libby's Tomato Juice actually comes from prize tomatoes, picked just when they're red, ripe, and bursting with flavor. And Libby presses the juice from these prize tomatoes so carefully, cans it so quickly, that Libby's special delicious flavor reaches you without loss. And besides, Libby's is a good source of vitamins A, B1, and G. Well, gosh, what more could you ask for unless it's to ask Mother for Libby's tomato juice regularly? Just be sure she gets Libby's, L-I-B-B-Y-S. And now, Terry and the Pirates. And now, again, we're in the gas laboratory on the mountainside. It is after midnight, cold and clammy. As in the light of a single electric lamp, we see Jude and Pat and Connie eyeing the uncomfortable hulk of a man who sits in a desk chair near a typewriter. Jude steps close to the fellow, and we hear him saying,
"And if I don't, so
listen, it's midnight and you're in the Chinese mountains. You can get into a lot of trouble up here and nobody would know or care. Now, you tell us the who, what, where, when, and why of all this, unless you want to slide down the nearest ravine."
"Yeah. You're dealing with trouble now, mister. Tell the truth and save yourself a lot of grief."
"Listen, you can't bluff me, gents. I don't know who you men are, but you can't get tough with me. I don't go for that stuff."
"Okay, so we get gentle. We hold you here in the morning when Mr. Hook arrives."
"Oh, no. No, you can't do that."
"No, why not?"
"Well, no, look, give me a break, that's all. I'll talk. It ain't much."
"Well, just so you talk. Now, go ahead and talk."
"Well, listen. Hook don't know I'm here, see? I was trying to pull a fast one, that's all."
"How do you mean?"
"Well, I was going to take a copy of the gas formulas, and then I was going to get out of Minchow. I want to get back to, well, to some big town. Singapore, Rancun, any place, but not here."
"And what were you going to do with those formulas, buddy? Sell them to somebody?"
"Well, yeah, I suppose so."
"Sell them to who?"
"Well, I don't know. All I want to do is scram out of this place. Get clean away."
"What's your name?"
"Before you go any farther, gentlemen, perhaps I'd better join the posse."
It's Hook."
"Precisely. No, no, gentlemen. Don't reach for your guns or I'll have to shoot." "Quite a jolly gathering of uninvited guests. Hello, Hennick, Ryan, and you have the Chinese boy with you, eh? Now, Saki, what were you saying?"
I haven't said nothing, Hook. Honest, I haven't."
"I suppose you can explain about these formula papers and the envelope,
Hook." "Well, yes, it's very simple. Keep the hands up, all of you, or we can't talk. Yes, it's very simple about the papers. Young Terry took them from you, Mr. Hennick. My double-crossing friend here, Saki, took them from Terry and gave them to me. Very simple."
Then this man, Saki, as you call him, he was the one who knocked Terry out and robbed him back there on the trail."
"Obviously, Mr. Ryan."
"Well, why did he do that?"
"Yeah. Why should you hire Saki to knock out Terry and rob him? Terry was on his way up here with the formula papers anyway."
"Because the loss of the gas papers would put you all, Mr. Hennick especially, in a very embarrassing position with General Chang."
"I see.
You don't like me, Hennick, do you?" From the beginning, you resented me. You didn't like me because Burma and Miss Kane were nice to me.
I don't like your handsome mug anymore right now, and I was right about you, too, so help me.
You are wrong about one thing. You're wrong about breaking into this laboratory. It's against the law, you know, even in China. And this laboratory happens to be financed by the Chinese army.
Look, Hook, I didn't tell him anything. I swear I didn't.
You had
didn't.
No reason to be here either, Saki. So you are going to make a copy of these gas formulae, eh?
Well.
Then try to peddle them someplace.
Now listen, Hook, you'd better tell us what become of Dr. Moy Ben. I have an idea you know the answer.
Now, Ryan, you're wasting time. I wouldn't advise anyone to move.
Yeah, but Hook.
If you do, I'll be forced to shoot, gentlemen. The automatic in my hand is cold, but not as cold as you will be if you...
Listen, Hook, I'm on your side. You know I'm...
Too late for that, Saki. You had your chance. And you see, I have a very great dislike for double-crossers.
Well, you realize, of course, that other people know where we are. You won't be able to get away with anything, Hook.
Get back. Back, all of you. Don't touch that phone. I'll answer it. Now, stay back. Way back. There. That's better. Hello? Hello? Yes, this is Mr. Hook. Oh, is that you, Terry? How are you feeling after that trouble? Yes. I'm glad to know you're coming along so well. What? Yes, they were here, but they found nothing. Yeah, too bad, really. I should have been more helpful. Rotten shame, you know, all this mess. Oh, no. They went into town. Yes, Hennick, Ryan, and that Chinese boy. Yes, they're gone now. All right, Terry. No trouble at all. Good night. And so other people know where you are, eh?
Now, listen, Hook. Don't try nothing fancy with us. Listen, I don't want to give what the doctor got. You can't
do
that.
Huh? What's this about the doctor?
You mustn't listen to Saki, gentlemen. He's upset and he's yellow.
No, wait a minute. Something happened to Dr. Moy Ben. I don't know what it was, but you do. You know you do.
No. So you're going to be difficult, Saki.
Well,
this is an experimental laboratory. And just across the hall, we have a small gas chamber. It isn't very large, but it will easily accommodate all of you, gentlemen.
No, you can't do that. You're not going to put us in there,
yes. Now then, I'm going to march you across the hall into the gas chamber. Come, my friends. This is one experiment that is not going to fail. No, indeed. Now march. And don't forget, I am not an amateur with this automatic. So remember your manners. This way, gentlemen. I regret exceedingly that you forced me to do this, but there seems to be no other way out. Go on, Saki. Get in there. You too.
No, listen, Hawk. I got a lock for you. You can always count on me, you know. Don't lock me in here with these people. Don't turn up gas on me. Give me a chance, will you? I'll do anything for
you. I don't need you anymore, Saki. And neither does the Dragon Lady.
Ah, so the Dragon Lady is also in the...
Let's not waste time talking, Ryan.
You're putting up a big bluff, Hook. You won't lock us in here and turn on some gas and do away with it.
Perhaps. We'll see. But it will be too bad when you men are found here tomorrow morning, eh?
Ah, baloney.
I think I shall make the discovery myself.
They'll pin it on you, Hook. They'll learn you did it.
Not if you're all found out here in the hallway, overcome by fumes, gentlemen. And no one will be more surprised than myself. Really. You should all know better than to prowl around a place like this. Always danger that extra, you know.
He'll do it. He'll do it, too. I know he will. He did something to the old doctor, the boy Ben. That's how he got rid of
Saki. Yes, Saki, yes. Tell them all about it. It will make very interesting conversation. Help pass the time away until... Yes. It shall take several minutes before the gas is ready. And now, goodbye, gentlemen.
Oh, no, he's gone. He's getting ready to do it, you guys. Don't understand. Let me out of here. I'll do anything you say, hopeless, and anything. Only let me out of here.
Quiet,
you fool. Yelling
won't help any.
I know, but do you see them openings up there? Near the top of the ceiling? That's where the gas comes in. He can't stop it either. None of us can stop it.
We can keep our wits about it. We're not gone yet.
Right. Now then, dude. Tommy. You too, Saki. I don't know if Hook is goofy enough to shoot some kind of gas into this chamber or not. But whatever we do, we gotta do it mighty fast.
What do you want? Go away, I'm busy.
Well, this is Terry Lee. I'm sorry, Mr. Hook, but I was worried and...
Oh, Terry. I couldn't see you out there in the dark. What's the trouble, old man?
Oh, no trouble, only I... Well, it's so late, I wonder what's happened to Dude and Pat and Connie. Oh,
I fancy they're all right for the moment. How did you happen to come up here to the laboratory at this hour? It's well after midnight, isn't it?
I couldn't sleep. Norm and April were worried. We sat around the fire waiting, and when they didn't come back, well, I decided to try and find out what happened. May I come in, Mr. Hook? I'm certainly glad you're up.
Why, of course, Terry. Come in.
Isn't it rather late for you to be here at the laboratory, Mr. Hook?
Oh, I don't know, Terry. Dr. Moy Ben used to do the same thing. When you get interested in your work, you know, time means very little. Oh, by the way, I was sorry to hear about your accident.
Oh, that bump on the head? Well, I'm about over that. Got a headache, though. This is kind of a gloomy place at this hour of the night.
Think so?
Well, you have so few lights turned on.
Oh, I know my way about. What may I do for you, Terry?
Well, nothing at all, I guess. I'll just rest here and then go on back down the trail to our cabin. The girls will be worried.
And you say Mr. Ryan and the others haven't shown up? Odd, isn't it?
They started out for a walk. They were on their way up here, but...
And so they did. I was surprised to see them, too. Persistent chaps. Ryan thought he might get some trace of the doctor. Yes, and those stolen gas formula, too. I did what I could, but I'm afraid the time they spent up here was wasted. You know, Terry, I have half an idea our friend Hennick holds me responsible for your being robbed of the papers. Yes, and perhaps for the disappearance of the old doctor, too. Neither Hennick or Ryan are very fond of me enough.
Well, I was wrong to take those papers and start up here.
Not at all, Terry, not at all. Of course, we ought to get them back, if possible. If there was something I could do.
Just have to take it on the chin, that's all. I put Dude in an awful spot, but here I am telling you all my troubles. I guess you have troubles of your own, huh?
Oh, they'll soon be out of the way, Terry. I'm not one to let people bother me very long.
Well, that's a good way to be. Wish I could get rid of things as easily. But go ahead with your work. Don't mind me.
Mm-hmm.
I'll sit here a moment and rest. Climbing up the hill sort of took my breath away.
Mm-hmm. Very well. I have a little more work to do. One of the poison gas tanks has a leak. I want to seal it up. I shan't be a moment. Just make yourself at home, Terry. Oh, by the way.
Yes, sir?
I wouldn't go wandering around this place, you know. It's rather dark, and you might get hurt, to say the least.
Oh, don't worry about me, Mr. Hook. I've done enough walking for one evening.
Good. It's rather dangerous around here. Poison gas has a way of catching a person before they know it.
And so young Terry relaxes in a chair in the laboratory, unaware that Dude and Pat and Connie and the crook called Sackie are imprisoned in the gas chamber across the hall. Unaware that Pennington Hook is going about his devilish work of releasing gas into that chamber. Something pretty thrilling is sure to happen now. I'll give you a few words about it in just a moment. Say, if your mother said to you, time to take your glass of vitamins, you'd probably think, oh, gosh, some kind of medicine, sure. But if she said, how about a glass of swell-tasting Libby's tomato juice? You'd say, let me at it. Actually, a glass of Libby's tomato juice could almost be called a glass of vitamins. So rich is Libby's in vitamins we need daily. Libby's supplies vitamins A, B1, C, and G. Another swell drink is Libby's pineapple juice. Ask Mother for both Libby's tomato juice and Libby's pineapple juice. You know, it's lucky for Pat and Dude and Connie that Terry paid this night visit to the laboratory, because there's a slim chance that Terry might suspect what's going on. And if he does, well, the next step is to get the drop on Kennington Hook. So be sure you tune in on tomorrow's transcribed adventure with Terry and the Pirates.